produced and distributed by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. This is your daily audio stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Daily Audio Stash is where responsible marijuana smokers listen in on the latest news about cannabis, hear the voices of the marijuana law reform movement in special segments and interviews, and kick back with comedy and music no other podcast can offer. It's Normal's Daily Audio Stash. More information at normalaudiostash.com.
Washington, D.C., the belly of the anti-marijuana beast. Season's greetings from Normal staff and the board of directors to you and yours. This is Alan St. Pierre, executive director of Normal and the Normal Foundation, and I sincerely hope your holidays are both safe and hemp-filled.
Hi, this is Normal founder and legal counsel Keith Strop, wishing you a happy holiday from Normal. Let's use this time with family and friends to rededicate ourselves to ending marijuana prohibition and stopping the arrest of responsible marijuana smokers. Happy holidays.
Welcome back to the Audio Stash today. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Hope everyone had a wonderful, normal, green holiday yesterday. We'll have brand new Audio Stash episodes for you all week long, so fire up those brand new iPods and get downloading our new and past episodes. First up today in the show is award-winning blogger, attorney, Normal Legal Committee member Geralyn Merritt. Her blog is very, very popular. Maybe you've heard of it out there. It's called TalkLeft.com. Today, we're going to hear Geralyn Merritt's speech to Safer supporters in Denver this October.
Our next speaker is Geralyn Merritt, who is a graduate of the University of Denver Law School. She's also taught at the law school. She's a member of Normal's legal committee. And... A terrific blogger, Talk Left, yes. And she's also a legal analyst with Court TV, MSNBC, Fox, and half a dozen others.
Hi, everyone. Well, I was invited here to talk to you about the legal implications of Amendment 44. And so I commented at a little different place. I've been a criminal defense lawyer for 32 years. The majority of my cases are drug cases that I defend. Most of them are in federal court, but I still do some in state court. And occasionally, I'll get someone who is charged with possession of under 1 ounce of marijuana, which is a petty offense. Now, why would somebody come to me to defend them for something that is a $100 fine? Usually because they're a doctor, a psychiatrist, or somebody that can't afford to have this on their record. And I think what's important to realize, and what a lot of people don't realize, is that even though it's a petty offense, even though it only carries a $100 fine, it's a crime. You get a criminal record. And when you are your ages, and I have a child who is your age, and after spending all of this money to put somebody through college, after pushing them from elementary school on to be the best that they can be, and then if they were to be arrested for possessing up to 1 ounce of marijuana, it goes on their record. Colorado, by the way, does not have a statute for expunging felonies. I don't know if all of you are aware of that. But unless you have been charged with a crime and all of the charges have been dismissed, you can't get an expungement in Colorado, even 25 years from now. And when you file, when you go in to get employment, when you go in to get housing, they don't just say, have you ever been convicted of a felony? They say, have you ever been charged or convicted of a crime? A petty offense is a crime. You would have to answer yes. Now, let's say you get a deferred judgment, and let's say that thereafter you can, because you don't have a permanent conviction on your record, you get to go in and you get to seal your record. So you think that sealing your record, you think that an expungement is going to prevent anyone from finding out about your criminal record? Not in this electronic age. It is not going to. Why? Because courts sell criminal records. They sell them to companies that maintain the databases. There's Choice Point, there's Axiom, which is the subject of a big lawsuit right now. And in the old days, when I started to practice law, in fact, Colorado actually did have an expungement statute then. It wasn't removed until the mid-80s. But records were kept in courthouses. They were paper records. They were in a police station. And when a judge issued an order sealing a record, it made its way by mail, by hand delivery, and the police officer would have to go to his file, pull out the record, tear it up, throw it away, no more record. The court would have to stamp this thing expunged, stamp this thing sealed, and stick it away. That doesn't happen now, because the minute you are arrested, the minute you are charged with a crime, the minute a criminal action is lodged against you and filed, whether it's in the city and county of Denver or whether it's in the city of Telluride, anywhere, it becomes a public record. That record is accessible. That record will be purchased by Axiom, by Choice Point, by Lexis, by whoever wants to keep track of those records. And so by the time the judge gets around to your case 6 months later, when it finally comes up for hearing and your case is expunged or your case is sealed if it's a deferred judgment, by that time, these record companies have had the information about you forever. And when you go and fill out an application for employment and you answer that question, no, I've never been charged or convicted of a crime, and the employer runs a record check through Sizen, through Choice Point, or through Axiom, they're going to come up with the fact that you were arrested for possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana. And you're not going to get that job. Why? Because they think pot is so bad? Probably not. Because you lied. Because you thought the record was expunged. You thought you didn't have to tell them, and you're not going to get the job. That's one of the big problems that I see with this. Another thing is, law enforcement would have you believe that they don't really care about marijuana, that marijuana enforcement is actually on the decline, that they don't really arrest. As Alan pointed out, these figures show more people are being arrested for pot these days rather than less. But let's talk about what your Congress is doing. How about the 5 years for passing a joint bill? Do you all know about that? Let me tell you that I think the most dangerous man in Congress these days is a Republican named James Sensenbrenner. Part two of the bills that are currently pending in Congress, one of them will make it a felony and a mandatory 5-year sentence for you to pass a joint to someone who has been in drug treatment. And you're responsible for knowing that that person has been in drug treatment. 5 years. How about a lot of you are college students? Same Sensenbrenner, 5-year mandatory minimum, snitch or go to jail bill. This says that if you are on a college campus and you have information about someone in your dorm or someone on that campus engaging in a marijuana offense and you don't affirmatively call the police and tell them, it's a mandatory minimum 2-year sentence. I said 5 before, I meant 2. These are the bills that are currently pending in Congress. So to think that if you guys do not send a message on November 7th and register how you feel and tell your government that you want them to get off the enforcement end, that America cannot jail itself out of its drug problem, that the criminal justice system is not the place to treat people who have drug abuse problems, this is where you're headed. And I haven't even begun to talk about the narco-terrorism bills that are coming and how that those don't even just apply to terrorists. They apply to everybody. Look, if you are not an American citizen and you get convicted of a minor drug offense, no matter how minor, get out of here. You're going to be deported, particularly if you're an undocumented resident. And by the way, let me just say, even though this is another topic, the phrase is not illegal alien. The phrase is undocumented resident. They are people who have not committed a crime. They are people who are here in violation of a civil ordinance or a civil law that says they have to be here upon a valid visa. So they are undocumented residents. It's just the politically correct term. I thought I'd want to do that. Now, let me go on to Amendment 44. I want to talk about what it does and what it does not do. It does one thing. It says that adults may possess up to 1 ounce of marijuana, period. It takes away the $100 fine. It removes it from being a petty offense. You can't have a criminal record because of it. But that's all it does. Let's talk about what it won't do. It won't let you take out a joint and smoke it at Red Rocks. You cannot smoke in public. That would still be a crime. You can smoke it in the privacy of your own home. One of the things that makes me the angriest, and one of the reasons I did want to speak here tonight, was because of the misrepresentations going on in the Blue Book, which is what the legislature sent out when it sent out its voting booklets to tell you all what each amendment is. And it contains the misrepresentation, in my opinion, whether or not technically correct or not, and I don't think it is, that this amendment would allow people to give marijuana to those between 15 and 18 years of age. They say it doesn't prohibit transfer to a minor as long as the minor is over 15. And that ignores a very big statute in Colorado, and that's called contributing to the delinquency of a minor. In Colorado, it is a felony to contribute to the delinquency of a minor. Even if Amendment 44 passes, it will still be illegal for any minor to possess or to sell or to transfer marijuana. So since the minor is committing a crime, if you're the person who gave it to the minor, you're committing a felony. Was that clear, or should I say it again? Clear? Okay. So that is disingenuous, and that makes me mad, because I don't like to see hypocrisy. I like to see our government tell the truth. I don't care whether you smoke dope or you don't smoke dope or any of that. That's not really my issue. My issue is the law and the best use of our criminal justice system and our resources and the fact that personal drug use should not be a crime. Keep your laws off my body, so to speak. I mean, people should do what they want to be able to do. We have a chance, okay, driving while stoned, I can't think of a better way to say it, is still going to be illegal. And they are developing new ways every day to try and test to see whether or not, once you're stopped, whether or not you have marijuana in your system. Marijuana stays in your system for 28 days. So how do they show whether you were driving under the influence at that time, or maybe you took it 2 weeks ago? Okay, you know, there's really no way to do that. But the point is, it's still going to be a crime. It's still going to be a crime for somebody who is a minor to possess it, to use it, and it, so we should be truthful about it. And somebody asked before, are there any other states that have legalized the recreational use of marijuana? And the answer is no. Not one state, in not one state, have voters gone to the voting booth and said, we want you not to make possession for personal use a crime. You have an opportunity here. You kids are the future. You have the ability to tell the government, keep your laws off what I do in the privacy of my own home and with my friends when I am not hurting anyone else. As Mason said, no one has ever died from marijuana, okay? It is not a danger. It is a health problem, if it's a problem at all. So go to the voting booth. How many of you are registered to vote in Colorado? Go. Vote. You got to do this. Colorado can make history. Colorado can say, let's spend our precious criminal justice dollars on finding and locking up and penalizing the violent offenders, the predators, the rapists, the murderers. Stop wasting our money on nonviolent drug offenses. Let's get it out of the criminal justice system. Thanks.
That was Attorney Gerilyn Merritt speaking to Safer supporters in October in Denver. You can check out her blog at talkleft.com. We have links to it at normalaudiostash.com. Later this week, we'll hear from former Seattle Police Chief Norm Stamper and Normal board member and former Washington State Senator George Raubacher, all from their speeches to Safer in Denver this October. Today on our post-holiday program, we've got a very cool mix of music and comedy found up at the Independent Online Distribution Alliance and podshow.com. We'll start off our music set with this fine little tune from a group called The Alice Project, and it goes along with that Safer core message. This track is called I Drank Too Much at the Office Christmas Party. Remember, folks, there is a safer and greener alternative to alcohol out there this holiday season.
I drank too much at my office Christmas party. I called my boss a flaming piece of snot. A defamation charge is what I got. What she got? I drank too much at the office Christmas party. I told my clients I've had expense reports. She fixed reports. Then I was ordered to appear in court. What was I thinking when I had 5 cups of eggnog, 4 lemon drama shots, 3 kamikazes, 2 jugs of wine, and a drink I felt lying around? I drank too much at the office Christmas party. Told the CEO's wife she looks like a Burmese yak. And now I share a cell with a girl whose name Matt. Like the truck. What was I thinking when I had 5 cups of eggnog, 4 lemon jello shots, 3 kamikazes, 2 jugs of wine, and a drink I felt lying around? Don't drink too much at your office Christmas party. Just use your cell phone, snap a shot or two. So your idiot boss ends up in jail instead of you. I drank too much at the office Christmas party. Should stick to seltzer and a canopy or two.
That was The Alice Project with I Drank Too Much at the Office Christmas Party. That track was found up at podshow.com. And next year, just bring the vaporizer to the party, maybe instead of wine. And next up today, here's one from our great friends and fellow legalization activists, the Cottonmouth Kings. This track is from the CD Hidden Stash 3, found up at the Independent Online Distribution Alliance. You can get all the Cottonmouth Kings CDs at Suburban Noise Records. We have links to them at normalaudiostat.com. Here's the Cottonmouth Kings with Gonna Get High.
Cruise control, rolling down the highway, snapping low. Got flows out my nose, down through my nostril. A hostile rhyme with a posse-like glow. I do it my way, sidestep authority. A true freedom fighter for the silent majority. I was raised a thoroughbred stallion. Soldier of fortune, some noise battalion. Daddy, yes, I'm an old school pro. So pack another bowl, man, fuck 5-0. Prohibition, not no more. A presidential party done the evil of the score. Cottonmouth Kings bring a lifetime dynasty of cannabis and Haley. Living life wildly, red-eyed and smiley. Like the life of Riley. A decade later, and we still feeling irate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bomb, rip it,
bomb, bomb, rip it. Keep sipping, keep sipping. Keep tripping, my head is tripping. Don't go get Cottonmouth.
With a keg of Newcastle and a 5-pack of green.
Bone ripping and baby sipping.
Now my head starts tripping off some mushroom tea. The walls are falling, kinda dripping down. And I'm staring in the mirror at my tattered pigtail.
My head's spinning,
now I'm feeling sick. For those who laugh, wanna thought they could eat a dick.
That's right, Johnny Rick, sucker bitches eat a dick. We back to good times, drinking beer, taking hits. Stoners wreaking havoc, just an everyday thing. BSO, baby, PTB's the claim. I still got game, I'm still ballin'. Still battle anybody on the basketball court ever since college. Can't fuck with a dog, kid, the L dog legend. Hall of Fame status, people always said D-Lo was the baddest.
Yeah!
The flavors in the funk, in the chronics in my lungs. If a hater's a hater, then a punk can get done. D-Lo, sub noise, that's plan for life. King Spade,
King Spade.
We get high when we ride. Who do,
who do,
who do for my magic? Been dope for too long, smoke bombs when I grab
it. D-Lo, Rick has got to have it if they're claiming the bomb. And here's another stoner classic, so get your smoke on. We can all get along if you follow my creed. Get drunk, take shrooms, and smoke a gang of weed. You see, life's short, so enjoy while you can. Take planes around the world, take trains across the land. Keep it on pushing, keep it moving up. And if your drink goes missing, go and get another cup.
The Cottonmouth Kings from the album Hidden Stash 3, found up at the Independent Online Distribution Alliance. You can get the CD and all the Cottonmouth Kings CDs at Suburban Noise Records. We have links to them at normalaudiostash.com. Next up today, here's a song from a normal legal committee lawyer. That's right, our next track is from Ben Scales. Again, he's on the normal legal committee. And he gave us this track to use over the summer. It's become a true favorite with our Audio Stash listeners. So as a holiday treat, here's Ben Scales with I'm Growing Marijuana in My Yard.
I call this my coming out of the closet song. I'm not at all ashamed to say that
I'm growing marijuana in my yard. Growing got little pots of pie spread out all over the lot, 'cause I'm growing marijuana in my yard. Fly got the seed from Mexico, stuck it in some dirt and let it grow. Put it in my garden with my peppers and my peas, and I get all the smoke I need for free, 'cause I'm growing marijuana in my yard. Growing marijuana in my yard. We keep it where no one can see, so let's keep this between you and me. I'm growing marijuana in my yard. Yes, I'm growing marijuana in my yard. But I can't tell my boss or I'll get far. I don't grow much, just what I use. I work all day, and when I'm through, I smoke some marijuana from my yard. Wants to talk to me. He says, how you gonna smoke up all that weed? He says, money's what you're in it for. Don't you know we're in a war? Now I'm gonna haul your ass downtown with me. I said, hey man, what is it to you? How do I infringe on what you do? Well, I beg your pardon if you're offended by my garden. I just can't grow Prozac in my yard. So I grow my own medicine in my yard. I give some to my neighbor for his heart. I share it with my grandma, who keeps it from her son, 'cause we all know that stuff's against the law. Well, now there's nothing growing in my yard, 'cause the cops took all my land, both my cars. Now I have to buy my pot from a teenager in a parking lot who's growing marijuana in his yard. Oh, anyone can grow it in their yard. Hey, I can show you how, it ain't hard. Never mind the president, let's overgrow the government, and I'll grow marijuana in our yard. Let's grow some marijuana.
That was Normal Legal Committee member Ben Scales with I'm Growing Marijuana in My Yard. The fourth time we played it here on the Audio Stash, the truest listener favorite here on the program as far as music goes. Again, Ben Scales. We have links to him at normalaudiostash.com.
You're probably familiar with the old saying, if you're not part of the solution, you're likely part of the problem. Unfortunately, few marijuana smokers get involved in their own liberation. This is Alan St. Pierre, Executive Director of Normal in Washington, D.C. If you're not a member of a local Normal chapter, make your New Year's resolution to join your local affiliate. If no local Normal chapter exists close enough to you, establish one. You can find out more at chapters@normal.org.
Hey, how's it going? My name's Will. I don't work at a used record store. I don't own an iguana, although I'm sure they make great pets. I don't have dreadlocks or play the acoustic guitar. I can remember quite well, thank you, and no, I don't constantly have the munchies. When 420 comes around, I've still got 40 minutes of work left. I've never hit a girl on a bike with my car or shot my friend with a shotgun. I've never had to apologize for letting a girl I was watching drown in a pool while I was getting high because, duh, I wouldn't be getting high if I was around children. I'm a regular guy who works regular jobs, just like the majority of all Americans who use marijuana occasionally and responsibly. My name is Will, and I'm normal.
This has been Normal's Daily Audio Stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Thanks to Podshow.com for all the great pod-safe music. We feature the band Carne Cruda as our theme. Make sure you visit our website at normalaudiostash.com. That's normalaudiostash.com for more information about every day's show. Thank thanks to Red Aphid Interactive Media for the podcasting technology. We're back at 4:20 tomorrow. If you listen to the Audio Stash, cast your vote at Podcast Alley or other podcast directory services. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Thanks for listening today. See you at 4:20 tomorrow. The podcasting technology of Normal is made possible by Red Aphid Interactive Media. More information at redaphid.com.